show, you can take control of the airwaves as we launch into hour number two of the program. The toll-free number for you is 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Wade.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there, we give away, so do enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Now, I said that coming up here, Mark, you had a story about a nightclub.
Now, I still do have it.
I don't know what state this was in, but they've found a loophole, apparently, in one of these state smoking bans that makes it so, and you probably have this in the state where you live. It seems like it's spreading like an awful infection across the country, the idea that if you run a business, you can't allow people to smoke in it, which, of course, really the secret message there is that you don't actually own your business. You just get to run it, and the government gets to tell you how.
And they get to collect money, you know, taxes off of you running it.
Right. So what is the story, Mark?
From myfoxtwincities.com, Maplewood, Minnesota, smoking will take place indoors at the Rock Nightclub in Maplewood tonight. A live performance titled Before the Ban will allow performers to smoke indoors because it's a loophole in Minnesota's statewide smoking ban. Have you got that?
What I'm understanding is in the smoking ban, if you're a performance artist, you can smoke.
That's correct. During performances, one can smoke. So if there are plays, and I'm sure there are, where cigarettes are involved, you don't have to walk around with an unlit cigarette. You can have a lit cigarette. So
that's more authentic.
That's right. The Rock Nightclub will be holding a performance of Before the Ban. And
what is that?
Well, it's just, the smoking ban allows actors in theatrical performances.
Oh, Before the Ban. Oh, I get it.
Yep.
Right.
The smoking ban allows actors to smoke in theatrical performances. Barnacles Resort in Millie Lacks held a performance earlier this month that allowed smoking. The resort handed out programs and sold buttons designating their customers as performers. Barnacles Resort co-owner Sheila Cromer said that she plans to repeat the production every Saturday.
That's
the
brilliant.
Rock Nightclub. Says Before the Ban is a performance that brings you back to a much happier time and place. The smoking ban outlawed smoking in bars, restaurants, and most other indoor workplaces in Minnesota last October.
So, awesome.
apparently, there's not a lot. It's sort of an impromptu performance, and you know, very
a
loose.
A performance is a performance.
It's a very loose script. But you can pay to be an actor in the performance, and during the performance, you can smoke in this bar.
I love it.
It's hilarious.
So, any ideas what the state's response is yet, or is this, like, fresh?
It's fresh.
State
it's
is
fresh. There is no response.
You
can state.
Better believe the state's going to come down hard now.
They're not going to particularly like
not
that. They don't like people
pleased.
Just getting around their little rules.
Right. How dare you little people, you peons, you think you can just go and run your business how you want?
You
we'll show you.
You're free to smoke in your own businesses? We'll show you.
What's that? You think adults can consent with one another as to how to interact together? Well, we know what's best. Obey, citizen.
Yep, that's how it'll be.
Well, now, if it really is a link, you know, loophole in the law, they may actually have to go through the process of changing the law, which it could take a little while for them to push that through. But, you know, they might try to close this over time. But I hope someone will keep us up to date with that. What state was that again?
Minnesota.
See, all this also comes under the paradigm of socialized medicine, because they're saying, well, you know, since that we're all paying for your medical care for you to smoke, then we don't want you to smoke.
Right, and right. I can totally understand if I was paying for someone's medical care out of my pocket, they wouldn't be allowed to do anything. They're not allowed to eat too much. They're not allowed to smoke. They're not allowed to do anything. But the fact is, they should be responsible for their own health. And interestingly, there's a study out of Britain that says, in fact, obese people and smokers cost less to their socialized medical system over there than healthy people do. Healthy people live too damn long.
That's right.
Yep, obese people and smokers, they're good for the system.
They die at 50.
I don't think that's going to persuade the socialists to let their people go and eat fatty food.
It's not about health. It's about control.
Yep. And in fact, speaking of health, it turns out that a lot of doctors in America are getting very upset over some of these quick clinics that are popping up in strip malls and Walmarts around the country. We'll get to that story in a moment, but first, your calls. You can make them about anything. Let's talk to Stephen in Colorado. Stephen, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hi there. I wanted to tell you guys this because you're the only people I know that would respond in the same way I did. At least I think so. I work with a neoconservative guy, And we are electricians, electrical technicians, and we work in the oil field, so we have about 25 rigs that we take care of, and they have a problem, they call us, and we show up, and we fix it.
Got it.
And a lot of these guys are pretty interesting characters to talk to. So we show up to this rig, and this guy has a sticker up above his computer that says, when guns are illegalized, and I'll be a criminal or something like this, you know, out of my cold dead fingers or whatever, you know, one of those programs.
One of those guys, sure.
Right, and... So we started talking about that. In fact, I didn't bring it up. The other guy did, the neocon that I work with. He brought it up. And so I said something about the New Orleans gun grabs, you know, when they were taking people's guns down there.
Yeah, after Hurricane Katrina, they went, right, exactly. Literally went house to house taking people's guns.
Kicking in doors. What I heard was that there was only one guy who was able to keep his guns, and he was a constitutional lawyer, and he actually debated the Constitution with the army officer in charge, and they let him be.
Well, I don't think he was debating the Constitution. He threatened to shoot them if they came up and.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah,
that's even better. But anyway, I mentioned this, and I said how terrible this was, thinking of course that I was going to get sympathy from this neoconservative. You know, generally we can agree on some things, you know?
Sure. And guns usually are something you can, libertarians can agree with conservatives on.
Sure, absolutely. And this guy just, I mean, got enraged and said, well, the reason why they were doing that is because they were getting shot at and blah, blah, blah. And he thought it was a really good idea. And it reminded me of what Richard Mayberry says about natural law versus civil law, where civil law is where they make it up as they go. And I thought, well, obviously this guy doesn't believe in natural law. I mean, he obviously believes that, you know, if the emperor says jump, you're supposed to ask how high.
He doesn't have a principled bone in his body.
Exactly. There's no principle behind this decision. Gun grabbing is okay if it's being done because they're shooting at the gun grabbers.
Wow. You know? And again, that was just an allegation. I mean, we don't even know if it was true that they were being shot at. It was just what they were claiming.
Exactly.
A car backfired and they got all freaked out.
Oh, I heard a few stories. And the thing, and I kind of tried to apologize for the guy in my mind, that is, later on. And I said, well, he's a military vet. And then I said, hold on, I'm a military vet, too. In fact, I was in twice as long as he was.
Wow.
So
yeah, there's just no excuse. There's just no excuse for that follower mentality, that sheep mentality, whatever the government says goes. And it's just so sad to see people that, you know, when the Democrats were in office, would have been all in favor. If the Democrats had confiscated people's guns, they would have been up in arms and out. So upset.
Yeah, yeah, and you remember the jackbooted thugs comment that got with George H.W. Bush. I'm sure you guys remember that. At least
I don't recall
Mark,
that one,
he's about my age. Yeah, he apparently, I think it was Wayne LaPierre, sent out a letter and described BATSB guys as jackbooted thugs, and George H.W. Bush resigned his membership from the NRA immediately.
It was only a ceremonial membership anyway. He's not a...
Oh, I'm sure.
That's baloney.
You know, in this particular case, when I talk to conservatives, they have a high respect for the founding fathers and the Constitution.
They claim.
They think things like that. Well, they think they do. So what I like to do when I'm in a disagreement with them is ask them things like, well, do you think the founding fathers would have given up their weapons if the government came door-to-door and started confiscating them?
Of course, and that's what I told the guy. My only response, because I'm done arguing with him, I passed that point a long time ago.
Sure.
I just sigh of my eyes now. But the one retort that I did give was, well, to my mind, the Second Amendment doesn't say, you know, you have the right to keep and bear arms unless, you know, a National Guard guy got shot at once.
Yeah.
It says you have a right to keep and bear arms.
And it's not for hunting either. It's to defend yourself from all enemies.
Oh, it's absolutely not for hunting. That's right, yeah.
Great call tonight, Stephen. Thanks for making it, dude. 800-259-9231. You know what their excuse might be, though, Mark? If you brought that thing up about the founding fathers, they'll say, well, that was the British. This is our government.
Okay, well,
we should respect what they say.
Yeah, but the terrorists.
I would love to get into a conversation where with a conservative where I'm comparing the British government to our government. I would love I want that opportunity because they weren't taxing us nearly as much when the insufferable acts went through.
It was a fraction of the taxes that
Americans
pay today. 800-259-9231. Quick care clinics are apparently quite the threat to the American medical establishment. They're very upset, some of these doctors. We'll explain that on the way. You can take control. Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations just seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Carrying around extra pounds is hard on your body and your emotions. Do you want to take some weight off? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Since the year 2000, earthquakes, heat waves, droughts, tsunamis, floods, fires, and hurricanes have killed over 1 million people worldwide and forced tens of millions to go without food and water. After Katrina, the media was eager to show victims in New Orleans begging for food. If a disaster strikes you and your loved ones and you have no stored food, you'll be begging as well. Now our economy is slipping into an abyss that even Donald Trump says will make the Great Depression look like a Sunday picnic. The U.S. dollar is worth less today than it was even last week. Before food prices skyrocketed, trucks stop running and stores close their doors, Survival Enterprises can help you prepare. They're master distributors of Mountain House freeze-dried food with up to a 50-year shelf life. Survival Enterprises has real butter, cheese, and bread, real beef, chicken, and turkey, all canned for long-term storage. For their website and more info, call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. And remember, if you wait until you need us, it's too late. Call now.
Do you suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, unbalanced cholesterol, or clogged arteries? Do you want to live free of sickness, pain, and fear with increased vitality? Today, you're going to learn about an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and improved circulation. It's called Heart and Body Extract, and it's going to change your life. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, was astonished by how quickly the product worked for her.
Within 2 weeks of using the formula, my blood pressure went from 160 over 110 to 120 over 70. Typically, a person will notice a difference within the first bottle.
So, exactly how does Heart and Body Extract work?
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself.
Here are just a few of the benefits associated with Heart and Body Extract. Angina is gone in just a few days. Blood pressure goes back to normal, and irregular heartbeat returns to normal. Heart and Body Extract works by making sure your body is in balance. Doctors who've tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results. Dr. Mark Goodman talks about his experience with the product.
My experience has been tremendous. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Dr. Shreve also witnessed the positive effects with his patients.
This is the most encouraging development that I think that I have seen in a long while in dealing with these patients who are so ill. I am just amazed.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll-free at 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there we give away, so enjoy those, including the archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, just go and get them for free online. Right there on the front page of the website, there is no logging in. There are no membership fees. You just click and download. It's that simple, and it's free. FreeTalkLive.com. Now you can save time and money on common legal matters. Created by top attorneys, LegalZoom.com helps you create reliable legal documents like your will or living trust in minutes. LegalZoom.com. Use the code FTL to save $10. That's LegalZoom.com. We go to the phones and to the fun. Dave in Montana listening on KGEZ. Hello, Dave.
Hey, how are you guys?
What's on your mind?
Hey, I keep on hearing the Republicans saying they're going to lower the taxes and everything. And then in the same breath, they said they're going to fight a war for the next 100 years. I think they lost their mind or something. I think they're so...
They can't add.
I think the people that have lost their minds are the ones that keep believing this crap.
I can't believe it, man. We spent over like $1.5 trillion already, $250 million a day on this war. And what we get more dead people and yep. higher bills, everything going up. These guys
more
are
people
nuts,
hating
man.
Americans.
Yeah, the world is like thinking we're Nazis and stuff like that, you know. And what do we get today? We get guys out with machine guns at train stations, you know. All they gave us was the KGB and the SS, man. And these guys are crazy. I think they're all nuts. And we got to do something. But nobody will do it because everybody's paid off with their loans and their interest and their stock and their investments and everything. But we could end it tomorrow. We don't buy gas. We pull our kids out of the school. We have home sit-ins. We don't go to work.
Well, I don't know if that's going to be effective.
Keep the vital things going. Keep the vital things going, the food moving and everything.
I like the idea, Dave, of doing something, but I think not buying gas is not going to solve the problem. And I don't think that I love your idea of pulling the kids out of the government schools. I think that's a great idea.
Well,
if you
do five things, you stop, buy the minimal most less of gas that you can, pull the kids out of school, take your money out of the bank, take your money out of the stock market and don't buy insurance and don't go shopping. Because right after 9/11, what did the president tell us to do? Go shopping. That means if we don't go shopping, they're hurt. We hit them in
yeah.
the pocket.
No, that's
man.
Not. I think
the
you're missing the point.
Dollars is what's keeping this monster alive.
With all due respect, Dave, I think you're missing the point, my friend. What's keeping the monster alive is people's continued insistence that we need to have it around and their continued desire to support it financially. The people that you're talking about withdrawing your money from are the wrong organizations. You know, if you don't buy things, then you're just making your life less comfortable. Those companies that are manufacturing those products are not the problem. It's the government that's the problem. That's what people should be holding their money back
who's
from.
Who's the government now? The insurance companies. They're causing all the shots. Who's the insurance companies? The oil companies. Because petrodollars is the backbone of the monster.
Well, when you say insurance companies, we know you've got an axe to grind, Dave, just from your previous calls. We know you've got an axe to grind when it comes to...
It's an insult to humanity that we're still burning this stuff.
Well, you know, when it comes to health insurance, we know how you feel about that, but I don't have health insurance.
No, that's just the medical thing, man.
Are you saying there's a problem with auto insurance?
He was healing people for free, and they didn't like that. They said, you can't do that. That's a sin. You can't be out there healing people. You got to make money off it. We got to make a profit off of healing people.
Well, I love the idea that people can profit from healing people. They should do that because it's profit that provides possibilities,
know,
Dave. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. I can't agree with that at all. I think that there's nothing wrong with people profiting from solving problems. That's why we have all the wonderful things that we have in this world. All of the great things that make our lives so much easier and more convenient are all because somebody out there decided they wanted to make a buck.
Well, I totally agree with what you're saying. I like to hear what Dave says because I think that he's thinking. And that's really all I'm asking from the American public. Please think, because it's the mindless zombies out there are the ones that have sold our Constitution down the river, that have sold our country down the river, and turned us into this corporatist, fascist, socialist government that we have.
Yeah, there's no doubt that some insurance companies are in bed and in cahoots with politicians. No doubt about that, especially when it comes to states like Massachusetts, where it's really a good old boys network. And I would absolutely agree that in that case, well, maybe you should consider some alternative options, maybe a medical savings account or some other option instead of this full coverage insurance that so many people think is so important. But to suggest that all insurance is bad, I think, is asinine. Having automotive insurance and having house and home insurance, two very, very important things. Insurance is an important service, and that's why it's popular in the marketplace. So,
however, when the government mandates that you have to have certain insurances, then it gets a little oppressive, because then you have government in bed with the insurance industry, essentially. And I think that's part of what Dave's talking about. But a lot of people who sound like him confuse the corporations from the government when really they're the same thing in many cases.
That is true.
They eliminate competition. The government allows certain special interests to weasel their way in between the buyer and the seller in a transaction. And that drives the price up.
I agree with the suggestion that you pull the kids out of government school. I think that's a great suggestion. Get them out as soon as possible. And then once you've done that, stop paying property taxes on at least for the government school portion. I know around here they charge about 60% of the property taxes go to government schools.
Yeah.
That'd be another $2,500 or $2,600 in my pocket every single year. I could take some of that money, pass it on to my renters, and save them, you know, $1,000 or $2,000 a year, and they could take their kid out of school too.
And parents would have that extra money to pay tuition for their kids. They would be able to pick the school and therefore the curriculum. They'd be that much more involved because there'd actually be a decision-making process. It's not like there's barely even a decision-making process in education right now.
That would be a revolt that would actually make some sense and would actually be pretty powerful if parents were to pull their kids out of the government school and simultaneously say, you know what, we're just not going to pay taxes for this anymore. Sorry, we're not using your services, so we don't feel an obligation to pay for them. Thanks, but no thanks. And then withhold that particular portion of their property taxes. The problem, of course, is that people are frightened to death of withholding taxes from the government because they know that eventually the government people are going to come after them. With guns. They're going to come after their property. They're going to come after their freedom, one or the other. And so there's going to have to be a point at which people somehow can organize themselves to get together to back each other up and say, look, if you do this, I'll do this. Let's stop paying these thugs. Stop it. Because if you keep paying them, you're feeding the monster, as Dave said. The monster's the government. It's not these private companies that are just trying to provide you with products and services. They're not the problem. The problem is the power, and the problem is the state. They are the people that need to be fought against. And I don't mean with violence. I mean with nonviolence.
Resisted.
Resistance. Civil disobedience. You never signed an agreement to pay these thugs. They're demanding money from you. Treat them like you would any other common thug on the street.
Right. You know, we don't deal with terrorists.
You don't negotiate with terrorists. Exactly. Now, as far as a common thug on the street, you can actually physically defend yourself from, which is not going to be an effective option when it comes to the government, because they will overpower you and they will kill you. But if enough people nonviolently resist, they can't put us all in jail. The system can't support that.
No.
Because they have to pay for that. And if you're not paying taxes, where are they going to get that money from to put you in jail?
Prison.
The local governments can't print it. More on the way. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM-FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT-160S AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT-160S AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
Is credit card debt making your life stressful? Do you avoid answering the phone in fear of another creditor calling? How would you like to reduce your credit card balances by thousands? Well, now you can. Safeguard Debt Management Services will connect you to a debt management specialist who will negotiate with your creditors to reduce your balances by thousands of dollars. You can consolidate all your high credit card balances into one monthly payment. Call now to speak to one of our specialists and learn how to get your very own customized debt management program. 800-794-4313. Enjoy the financial freedom you've dreamed of, knowing your debt is being handled by professionals. Call now to speak to one of our specialists. Regardless of your credit history, Safeguard can help. Get the answers you're looking for. The call is free. The consultation is free. And the information could change your life. Call now. 800-794-4313. That's 800-794-4313.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
News, politics, sports, cars, home improvement, health, and everything in between. We've got you covered. You're listening to the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Wade.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there we give away, so enjoy those on us, including the wiki. Get interactive and create or edit. Whatever's there, you can change pretty much. Over 1,500 pages created by listeners like you. Go to wiki.freetalklive.com to, again, change at your leisure. wiki.freetalklive.com. March 12th through the 15th is the 56th running of the Mobile 12 Hours of Sebring. Presented by Fresh from Florida, the world's fastest sports cars will battle for 12 hours on the famous Sebring Road Course. For tickets and information, call 1-800-626-RACE or visit sebringraceway.com. March 12th through the 15th. You won't want to miss it. In fact, coming up all throughout this week, our listeners in various different venues on the radio, live listeners on our stream, amplifiers, people will be having opportunities to win these tickets, by the way. We've got like 12 tickets sitting here. I already managed to give away a handful of them. But these are, what are these, $100 tickets, Mark?
Yeah.
These are the full four-day pass. This isn't some chintzy one-day, four-hour exclusive pass. This is the entire event. You get in.
Mm-hmm.
So, very nice tickets. We're giving them away all week long.
As a matter of fact, it allows you to get down there and see the cars before they race and all kinds of stuff.
Really?
So, yeah.
That's exclusive stuff. It's a good deal. So, stay tuned to more Free Talk Live for your opportunity to win. If you're not a member of the, by the way, the Free Talk Live updates list, highly recommend that. Because at some point, I'm going to send out an email update giving our updates users the opportunity to win this. And it's going to be like first come, first serve. So, those of you who are watching your email boxes closely, whoever responds first is probably going to get the tickets.
So it's a good reason to be signed up for the updates at updates.freetalklive.com.
That's a damn easy
update.
Way. Updates.freetalklive.com, because we send more than one.
I see.
So get signed up, get on the list, and get ready to win. Win, win!
It's a Le Mans race, by the way, not NASCAR.
What's that mean?
It's NASCAR. What does NASCAR mean?
Hell if I know.
There you go. That's what Le Mans means. It's a name.
It's a type of car they use, and the rules are a little different.
Okay, there you go. But racing people, they know the difference.
Right? Le Mans. I think it's more of a European-style race.
Yes, it does sound European.
I just don't want to sound silly and try to, sound Blade French it. When I do it, yeah.
All right, let's continue with your phone calls and talk to Pete in Winnipeg. You're on Free Talk Live. Pete.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, I'm in Winnipeg, but I might not be American, but there's no doubt that the outcome and policies that are going to be placed in the USA will definitely influence the decisions made by our government here in Canada.
Absolutely.
We're slowly losing our freedoms as well, and what's sad is that I hear a lot of people saying how apathetic American voters are and Americans in general towards our politics, and in Canada, it's even worse.
Really?
We can't even spell out what's going wrong with our country and be listened to. People just keep on walking by. You can't hand them a hand up. It's really, like, in some forms and aspects, we're a very lucrative country. I mean, our dollar is actually technically worth more than the American dollar in the first time in, like, something like 50 years. But on the other hand, there's reasons for that are directly influenced by decisions made by the politicians in the White House and also on Parliament Hill here in Canada. There was a video that I saw on YouTube called Tax Day 2008, and if you search under that Tax Day 2008, Americans will recognize that as April 15th. And this video starts off with a quote that, if you don't mind, I'd like to read here.
Okay, sure.
It says, a wise Roman senator once said, we should make all slaves wear a white armband so that we can identify them. And a wiser senator said, no, if they were all to be commonly marked in such a way, they would see how many they were, and they would revolt.
Mm-hmm.
Now, on YouTube, if you search for that Tax Day 2008, you'll find a video explaining the entire initiative. It's kind of complicated.
But, can you give us the executive summary?
Yeah, absolutely. Step one. Withdraw all your cash from your bank for a whole day, at least one day. All of your cash. Anything that you can withdraw that isn't from a credit card, like don't max out your credit cards.
Yeah, that wouldn't be smart. Right, that's not your cash.
take the cash that you have on hand that you can take out of the bank and take it all out. If you're asked why, again, you'll have to see the video, but you would explain your points and what you believe in from that video.
Mm-hmm.
And also not to buy anything that day. And that includes gas, that includes milk, that includes tampons, you know, like anything.
No,
don't buy anything that.
I don't understand.
Day.
I don't understand that aspect. That seems to me like an anti-consumerist kind of viewpoint, and it doesn't make sense to me. But what's the rest of it?
Consider this though: the Federal Reserve uses the money that you have in holding in the bank as the capital that they use to loan out other money. And if enough people remove all of the money that they have on hand from the banks, it won't make the market crash, but it will definitely cause a lot of discomfort with the Fed. Now, on top of all of this, what they're asking you to do in the video is also to wear a white armband, and if possible, either call in sick from work and also to march on Washington, Washington, D.C. This may or may not be coinciding with Ron Paul's call to march.
It's going to be darn difficult not to buy anything on the day that I go to Washington, D.C., considering, I'm going to
eat.
I've got to drive there, all those things. I mean, how am I going to operate a motor vehicle from New Hampshire to Washington, D.C., and not stop for at least a couple tanks of gas?
Well, there's always dairy cans the day before.
Oh, dear God, you want to kill me.
What was it, Jerry? What?
I'm not suggesting that somebody travel halfway across the country to go and march on Washington. If it's a couple of states away.
I was considering doing that. I mean, it's not outside of the realm of possibility of what I was thinking about doing.
Talk about a waste of gas, Mark.
Why is that?
Driving to Washington, D.C. to march on Washington? I mean, come on. How many other marches on Washington, D.C. have actually resulted in anything tangible?
How many people are going to be there?
It doesn't matter to me. Doesn't matter, because they're just going to ignore you, just like they ignore your phone calls.
Look, you have to do some things so that you get ignored, so that you have an excuse for, taking your next step, whatever that might be.
Yeah, I see what you're saying, but people have been ignored for a long time. Why do we need to get ignored again? Why don't you just take the damn next step?
When Martin Luther King spoke out, I believe that was in Washington. I could be wrong, but again, it's not my history. I'm just trying to research this myself. And 250,000 people showed up, and everybody knows who Martin Luther King is.
That's true.
Well, he pretty much did it first, or at least he had the luck of history on his side.
Well, there was also an important civil disobedience aspect to what they were doing back then, which
there isn't now.
There's not now. No.
No, and not civil. No. It's governmental disobedience.
What's that mean?
Well, in my respect, and this is the understanding that I have of your politics as well as our own here in Canada. The government works for you, not the other way around.
No, it doesn't. Come on, get real. When's the last time the government did anything for you?
Theoretically, that's why Ron Paul's trying to introduce to you guys a smaller government, so that he can prove to you that the government is supposed to work to your end.
Nonsense. Never going to happen. The government doesn't do anything for you. It only does things for itself. Even if Ron Paul's in charge, the government won't work for you. If Ron Paul manages to get elected, then the government will do less to us. That would be nice, because that's what the government does. It victimizes everybody it comes across. So with Ron Paul leading the gang, it would victimize less people around the country, but it would never do anything for you. And nor do I want the government to do anything for me, except leave me the hell alone. By the way, though, I if that's what y'all want to do is go and march on Washington, I wouldn't stop you. Go ahead and spend all that money to throw all that money down a rat hole and spend that money to go to Washington D.C. so you can stand around in the hot sun all day and have the politicians laughing at you from their air conditioned offices. Thanks for the
call.
I'll
suspect on April the 15th that there'll be too hot of a day.
Yeah, well, whatever. Thank you for the call, though, and I wish you the best of luck. 800-259-9231, because the anti-consumerists have tried this before. Where, don't buy, it's Buy Nothing Day. You're really going to show those corporations that you are serious about buying nothing. Just don't buy anything. Of course, then everybody goes and they buy all their gas the day before, so they don't buy gas on Buy Nothing Day, and it doesn't do anything to change anything at all. It just makes a few activists feel like they're doing something. And I don't really see very much that's going to be affected there. Okay, yeah, if you march on Washington, you might get some press coverage. That might result in something positive. But, man, don't put too much effort into going to that thing. More on the way. You can take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to AdamEve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. AdamEve.com features over 18,000 adult entertainment products, toys as low as $6.95, tantalizing lingerie, and over 350 movies, starting at just $4.95. You'll find all the biggest stars like Jenna Jameson, Carmen Luvana, and even Tara Patrick. Imagine all those sensual ideas right at your fingertips. AdamEve.com's 10 million customers swear by our product quality, fast and discreet shipping, and 100% satisfaction guarantee. Check out AdamEve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type TALK for the offer code upon checkout. Plus, with your order of $17 or more, we'll throw in a free gift. Get 50% off with offer code TALK at AdamEve.com.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
I'm Dr. Arthur Perry, and I'm a plastic surgeon, and I see a lot of people who come to my office for facelifts and collagen injections. But I want to tell you today about a product that I developed. It's called Night Skin, and it helps your skin look younger without needles, without acid peels, and without a facelift. In 12 hours, it will make your skin seem smoother. In 12 hours, it will stimulate collagen production. And in 12 hours, it will promote elastin growth in your skin. What does this all mean? Well, this is the stuff that makes your skin firm and healthy and helps you look younger. Night Skin is real, and the results are real. and it contains only proven ingredients that work to lighten age spots, smooth the skin, and help diminish the appearance of wrinkles. It's easy, and in 12 hours, you'll see it works. Try it risk-free today.
To order Night Skin risk-free, call 1-800-457-9914. Learn how to get a risk-free bottle by responding to this ad. Call 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914.
Hi, neighbor. No matter when the time comes to survive on our food supply, every single one of us who have prepared will have two regrets. Even those who haven't wasted a single penny on Christmas, birthdays, and vacations in order to store all the food possible. Even those who have sold stuff and taken on part-time jobs to buy food. Even those who have traded their gold while it will still buy food. Yes, we will have been called stupid, crazy, and foolish. When folks won't be able to afford food and there won't be any food for any amount of money, we will still have two regrets. We will regret that we didn't get more serious about more food sooner. We will deeply regret that we didn't get enough food. Putting off emergency food preparations to celebrate the holidays will be the most dangerous decision that some of us will ever make. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark. Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features there we give away. And if you enjoy the show, want to help support Free Talk Live, then go shopping with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Entering Amazon through that link will result in a percentage of your purchase going to Free Talk Live. So get the stuff you need for life. Feel good because you're getting a great deal, getting the products from the brands that you recognize, and getting free Super Saver shipping on a whole bunch of items. And also feel good because you know a percentage of your purchase is going to benefit Free Talk Live. Even if it's used items that you're ordering through Amazon, we will get a cut. If you enter through Amazon.freetalklive.com. I want to talk a little more about our call with Pete. And I didn't mean to sound harsh when I got, you know, took Pete off the air there.
Well, you did.
I did sound pretty harsh. And it's because I just get so upset thinking about people wasting their time and money doing something that they think is going to make a difference. And I, you know, I've done this before in the past, so it's not like I'm coming from a position of not knowing what I'm talking about. I've thrown my money down a rat hole too, okay? So I know. It was called the Libertarian Party. And that money's gone and it's not coming back to me. But that's all right. Water under the bridge, moving on. Joined the Free State Project. Actually, important things that are working are happening here in New Hampshire is because of the Free State Project. But just to recap what Pete had said a few moments ago, he said there was going to be this protest in America on April 15th in Washington, D.C., where people from around the country are going to converge on D.C. and they're going to march. And the idea is to get government to start doing things right, because government is supposed to be serving us people. That's what government's supposed to do. And yeah, if you believe what they tell you, then the purpose of government, I mean, go ahead, read some state constitutions. It's out there. It's written down. So it must be true, right? The purpose of government is to protect and maintain individual rights and liberty and protect your property, blah, blah, blah.
And that's it.
Right. But when has government ever actually done that? And how can they do that? Because there's a paradox in play here. The paradox is that if government claims that its purpose is to protect your life, your liberty, and your property, then how can it do that, really, without violating your life, liberty, and property? Because government only has one method of raising funds, or at least one method they've ever tried, and that is to coerce you. That is to threaten you with violence, with the theft of your property, to threaten you to get you to comply. So, hold on a second. Aren't they supposed to protect me? How is it they can protect me if they're threatening me first? That doesn't connect for me. There's a disconnect there. And I think that more people need to become cognizant of that serious problem there. There's a serious logic flaw when it comes to government. and people need to become aware of that. And this is one of the kind of the downsides to the Ron Paul campaign, and the, you know, the voluntarists are right about this. And don't get me wrong, I've sent money to the Ron Paul campaign, hundreds of dollars, okay? So I like what he's doing, and I think that overall it's very beneficial what Ron Paul's doing, that he's bringing people to the Liberty Movement for the first time. And it's inevitable that from that point, they will continue to explore more of the movement that beyond just the Ron Paul campaign, or at least I hope they will. I know that some of them have. They found our show, for instance. They found the Free State Project as a result of the Ron Paul campaign. That's good. That's what we want to happen. But I think one of the downsides is that those that don't go and do that exploring, they're going to be under the mistaken impression that government is reformable, that government can behave, that government can be an agency to do good if we can just put the right people in charge.
I agree with you that the government is dangerous. Like George Washington said, it's like fire. It's a fearful master.
I think Ron Paul would agree with that, too.
But some people out there, most people, I would say, would be of the opinion that we would be better off with a dangerous small government than we would with no government at all.
Oh, sure.
So that's what those people are trying to do.
Oh, you said no government at all. I thought you said big government.
No,
my
government.
Apologies.
No,
some people are misinformed.
Well, how are they misinformed? You don't have any information. You have some speculation. You have drawn some conclusions that the world would be better off without government.
The world would be better off without people initiating force.
You don't.
Yes.
Right.
It sure would.
Yeah, it sure would. Now you're in the area of fantasy, because people absolutely, positively will initiate force. They do it. The prisons are full of them, and the government is full of them.
Well, the prisons are full of nonviolent drug offenders, and there's a few guys that committed, you know, violent acts.
Quite a few. I was in with them, and I'm quite aware. And a lot of those drug guys are, you know, they're in there for some of that stuff too. So to think that you're going to have a world where they don't initiate force is poppycock. I mean,
never said that.
It's a pipe dream.
All I'm pointing out here is
marching on Washington.
Sorry,
that's for
but
sure.
No, it's
yeah,
not.
Yeah,
it's not a pipe dream.
You think that the world
can
happen without initiating force?
I never said
you
that.
You said the world would be better off without initiating force.
That's right. And I never said that there would be a world where there was no initiation of force, Mark. All I'm looking for...
You suggested that if we got rid of the government, that there wouldn't be a world where they initiate force. That's what's your suggestion.
Nope, sorry. You must have misheard me.
No, it's sitting right here.
You must have misinterpreted then. Or maybe I miscommunicated, because I never said that there would ever be a world without the initiation of force. That would be absurd, Mark.
It would be.
What there should be is a world where the initiation of force is not institutionalized in the form of government. If you want to have individuals out there initiating force, well, they're going to have force defended, defensive force will be used against them, and those situations will take care of themselves.
That would be.
What we want to get rid of, those of us who are voluntarists, who advocate the voluntary interaction between human beings, we want to get rid of the institutionalization of the initiation of force, the monopoly that government people have over the initiation of force.
That would be good, and I would concur with you that it would be really great to get rid of this dangerous organization called government and to have society hold together. I'm not sure that both of those things can happen at the same time. That's why I'm not a voluntarist. But it seems to me that when Ron Paul, who is right now the de facto leader of the libertarian movement, calls on us to go and to Washington and march on Washington, for whatever reason, one should put serious consideration behind that.
800-259-9231. Like to know what you think it will accomplish if you're somebody that actually is in favor of marching on Washington. I, for one, am done with Washington. I have no interest. The only reason I'm going there this year is for a radio convention, and I probably won't go back after this year. But I have no interest in spending any time in that hellhole. So really would love to hear from you at 800-259-9231. Plus, if you want to defend Mark's claim that society would crumble without an armed gang of thugs standing around, would love to hear that one, too.
Not my claim. It's
that was
a fear
what
of mine.
Your fear.
It's a fear of mine.
If you want to...
I don't know, Ian. I'd be interested in peeling the little layers off of government one layer at a time after we get to a small government, but... I'm not convinced that we wouldn't get some maybe bigger, more intrusive government out of the deal. I don't know. I know that throughout human history, we've always had governments, and it's always been from people who are strong, big.
And when governments got too big, bad things happen to the people. It always happens that way.
It's true.
That's when the most people, the biggest mass murders happen. It's usually at the hands of government that gets out of control.
I think that what I'm most disappointed about is that these people are so upset and they want change so badly, but they're going about trying to achieve it through some of the most ineffective means. And I think it would be far more effective. And, for instance, you will agree with me, Mark, that not buying stuff is not going to do a damn thing. That's not going
to
do anything.
I think that if we could get enough people to not buy gasoline and not buy consumer products and withdraw their money from the banks, that you could send a strong message.
To who?
To enough people out there that they would pay attention. To some politicians, to some big corporate leaders.
What's the message?
The message is, we, the American people, are pretty darn pissed off.
So we're going to not buy food and stuff? What?
Well, look, there's all kinds of
ineffective. As far as I'm concerned, most civil disobedience certainly looks ineffective.
They tried this every year, Mark. It's called the Buy Nothing Day, and we've made fun of it before. But now here you are saying you think it's going to do something because somebody called up and said they support Ron Paul.
I don't think you're going to get people to do it, is what my contention is.
Oh, so you've always thought it was a good idea?
No, I think that you can send a message. I just don't think people will do it.
Right. You know, they even have the no buy gasoline days because they're mad about gas prices going higher. But when you do that, you just create pent-up demand a few days later.
Mm-hmm.
So it ends up they end up selling the same amount of stuff, so they don't freak out. There's not enough time for them not to have any business to actually be concerned. Because
right. I mean, I'm not really – Ian's now focusing on the consumerist aspect of this. To me, that would be the smallest portion of this that would work. To me, it would be far more effective to withdraw your money from the banks, like the gentleman suggested, than to carry around gallons of gasoline in the back of your car while
that was an interesting one.
Fiery ball.
The idea of withdrawing – the idea of a bank run was kind of an interesting one. That one I'd never heard before, and
right.
That one's intriguing.
And you know, that's not my biggest issue by any stretch of the imagination. It sounds maybe like the anti-consumerists are piggybacking on this, on Ron Paul's suggestion that we go march. But,
you know, if you are willing to withdraw your money from the bank, if you got over $10,000 in cash in your bank account, you will be subject to a cash transaction report, just so you know, which means that the bank will be filling out a government snitch form on you for doing that. Will that result in further Treasury investigation of your accounts and your activities? Maybe. Hour 3 is coming up. It's Free Talk Live. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. As you know, GCN is a huge supporter of Ron Paul and all he stands for. That's why, for a limited time, I have personally set aside commercial inventory allowing advertisers the chance to show their personal support for Ron Paul while promoting their products. If you would like to voice your support for Ron Paul's march to the White House and have thought about advertising on GCN, give us a call at 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327 or go to GCNlive.com today and click on the Support Ron Paul link on our homepage.